Speaking of crime, Lou Manfredini, what happened to you in a store yesterday?
So I'm at the cell phone store, and I'm sitting at the counter, and this gentleman is helping me. And as other customers are walking in, the guy says, we'll be right with you. Welcome in. You know, I'll be right there. And then 2 minutes later, and I see out of the corner of my eye this person walking in, I hear this alarm. Wee, 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 wee. Kind of this, you know, low-pitched alarm.
Yeah.
And the guy looks over. The person walked in with a pair of cable cutters and cut the cable on 3 Apple Watches, put them in his pocket, and walked out the door. And the guy goes, he looks over there, he goes, he took 3 of the Apple Watches, and he goes, because he knows I can't go after him, or I won't. And I was just like, oh my gosh, broad daylight, it was 2 in the afternoon. That is some brazen stuff right there.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I just couldn't believe it. And it all happened so quickly that I just don't know. You know, we own a retail store and certainly theft happens. But, you know, 3 Apple Watches, that's not an inexpensive loss.
And the guy walked in with wire cutters. I could see how you would slip a candy bar into your pocket or put a wrench from your hardware store in your purse, or I don't know where you put these things, but this guy came in with an MO. He came in with wire cutters.
Knew exactly what he was doing. You know how when you go to the cell phone store, all those devices like cables on them.
Yeah.
So you can pick them up and, you know, fool around with them and like, oh yeah, I want this. And I looked over there and I saw the 3 stands where the watches were all gone. I could not believe that it, I mean, John, if the whole thing took 30 seconds, I'm probably exaggerating on the time.
Lou, then did the guy run out? Did he jump in a waiting car? What happened after the theft?
He just walked out the front door. I didn't see. My focus was on the gentleman that was helping me, and he goes, wow, that guy just took those Apple Watches. And he turned to one of his coworkers and said the same thing. And they both kind of looked out. I turned. I couldn't see the guy. I don't know if he walked away. I don't know if he jumped in a car. But, I mean, it was so fast. And I'm sure other people have experienced this, too. But it was just, it was sad.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit scary, you know. And you never know what somebody's capable of doing.
Which is why I guess you don't intervene. But I, it's not that Apple can't survive theft, and I'm sure we're all paying for a price built into each product for the shrinkage that happens. But I would like them to not be so involved in the theft as it's happening. Is there a button they can push? Can they close the door and then trap this lunatic in the store with you guys? Okay, bad idea. There's got to be. Do you have another minute to talk to me about this?
Yeah.
A trusted local source is Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It. He was at the store the other day. What were you doing, trying to buy a phone or something?
I had it was like a thing with my PIN. I didn't know the PIN, and so I had to verify who I was. So they couldn't have been more helpful in trying to get this whole thing resolved. But I was really taken aback by how quickly it all occurred. And then I get it. You know, as someone that owns retail stores, you know, you know what you said. Well, we're going to lock the door and not let them out. And then how desperate are people? If you cage someone like that and they want to get out of there, do they have a knife? Do they have a gun? Are they able to, do something even more to harm somebody? It's not worth it. Even 3 Apple Watches.
Somebody walked in with wire cutters and just cut some Apple Watches from the stand and then walked out. 312 said, can these places afford security at the door? Although sometimes the security guards I've seen are not equipped physically or, you know, with the tools to do a lot about it. But I wonder if a security guard would deter a person or stop a person like that.
I was recently at the Oak Brook Mall, which, you know, arguably is a lot of higher end stores, and I don't go to malls often. And I went in there, and I was surprised at a couple stores as I was walking. Ironically, I was going to an Apple store, but the other stores that I walked by, there was a security guard at every entrance. Now, these were higher end stores, right? So obviously there's a cost involved in that, and I suppose it is a deterrent at some point to say, oh, there's a guy right there at the door. But even then, what is it they're going to do? I don't know that those people were armed. And
what percentage? Sort of what percentage of these crooks do you think are really armed and dangerous?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out.
I do. I want somebody else to find out. But I mean, I'll bet it's a single digit. They're taking advantage of this situation. And again, I don't care about Apple. They'll be fine. But I hate the social breakdown, Lou.
Right. I don't know. I mean, John, I'm a 60-year-old guy. And if some 25-year-old person comes in intent on stealing something and I'm going to confront them, I'm going to say that that 25-year-old, as big as I am, probably has an advantage over me if we were to get into a tussle.
I think these people don't want a tussle any more than you do. They want a phone. You are a 6'3" guy with the build of an athlete. I think if you if you kicked him in the knee and started kicking him, I don't know. I want you to do something about this, Lou. Here are some text messages. By not intervening, you're condoning it. 847, can't Apple disable those watches through the serial numbers? Yeah, I wonder about that. When you steal a phone, I wonder what the shelf life of its viability is out there, Lou.
Well, my guess is, I was thinking about that. I bet that those, now this was a cell phone store, so it wasn't an Apple store, but they were Apple devices. I have to imagine that they're dummy devices. I mean, I'm just guessing. But someone's probably going to go on, you know, Facebook Marketplace
right.
and say, here's an Apple Watch, and they're going to sell it, and then they're going to sell some watch that doesn't work to somebody else to get $100 or $200, whatever it might be. So, you know, these are not honest criminals. So, I don't know. I mean, it's and the point is this, John, many of these big companies, so like these cell phone companies, I told you a story that a friend of mine who worked at Home Depot confronted somebody that was shoplifting, and they got fired because their policy is not to engage from a safety perspective and an insurance. And I'm sure that the cell phone company said, if somebody steals stuff, do not approach them or you could lose your job.
And so when this employee, thinking he's going to do right, helped the police officer wrestle a crook, he gets fired for doing that?
Yeah.
That's a thank you very little.
So, yeah, this was my niece's husband, worked at Home Depot and in Colorado, and the policy of them was that this would occur. And ironically, when I found out about the story, I was working with someone who was a former general manager for Home Depot, and I told her the story. She immediately said, "Oh yeah, you can't do that. It's grounds immediately for dismissal." And I think that the reasoning from a corporate standpoint is sound. They don't want to put their employees in harm's way.
I know it.
Right? And so it makes a lot of sense. And,
the only
way that you're going to really put teeth behind it is say, don't do it or you're going to get fired.
You and I pay for that then. Why does the phone cost what
Correct.
It costs? Why does toilet paper cost what it costs? Why do razor blades cost what they cost? It's because a percentage of them walk out the door and you and I are making up the difference. And it's not about the money to me, although it is, but it's just about letting people steal, and we shrug about it. That's the thing that honks me off here, Lou.
I get it, and you know that's because we're boomers, and we just weren't raised this. Just weren't raised this way.
Donna, what did you want to say? Lou's on the line with us too. Donna, you're on WGN Radio. What's on your mind?
Well, my question is, if you're standing in a store, why didn't you take a photograph of this guy so you could give it to the cops?
Yeah, you're at a store with a million phones and nobody got a picture. They probably do have him on the store video, Lou.
They probably do, but, the thing is that in the law is that, let's say he snaps it and puts those things in his pocket, but you don't see the person leaving the front door with the items in their hand.
Oh, yeah, right.
You have no way to prove that they still have it.
This is what the Chicago police run into a lot with the smash and grabs. You see somebody walking out of a store, prove that they committed the crime. In 2022, the average retail inventory shrinkage rate in the U.S. was 1.6%. I thought it was 20% or some ridiculous number, but that comes to, in 2022, $112 billion, and you and I are subsidizing that. All right. Lou, you're nothing but good stories and conversation, my friend.
Take care.